In the hallway of my father's house, there was an image of Hercules with his club.
Picasso produced a drawing of Hercules at the tender age of 9 while he was living in Malaga. In later years, he proudly recalled the effort he made to ensure the drawing was academically perfect. We can see this same figure, which has its origins in a sculpture created by Giambologna in 1580, among the plaster models for the students of the San Telmo School of Fine Art in Malaga.
Many years later, Hercules reappeared in this etching, which is one of 30 that Picasso produced to illustrate an edition of Ovid's Metamorphoses. Ovid's extraordinary book is a veritable catalogue of mythology and is one of the most influential works in the history of literature, music, and art. For Picasso, illustrating this great work offered an opportunity to take on a fundamental source of figures and scenes that had played a key role in the artistic tradition, and moreover, an opportunity to do so in line with the classicist approach he had been exploring for a number of years. However, Picasso's classicism was particularly unique. In addition to the purity of the classical lines, we can also observe an extreme manipulation of bodily form that is characteristic of cubism and surrealism. In this depiction of Hercules from 1930, in the margin of the etching, at the foot of the page, there is also a sketch of a young boy studying. Perhaps it is the artist himself, the same boy who produced his first drawing of Hercules way back in 1890.